Hello, and welcome to the Empowerography Podcast. This is a platform created for women's voices to be heard and a place to share their stories, journeys, and successes with the world for the purpose of helping other women who might be on similar journeys. We are empowering women one episode at a time. I'm your host, Brad Walsh, so kick back, grab one of your favorite beverages, and enjoy the stories. If you're looking for jewelry that makes an impact on your self-care routine and your style, Empowerography would love to offer you a discount code to one of our exclusive partners, Quartz and Canary Jewelry and Wellness Company. Please use code EMPOWER15 to receive 15% off upon checkout at www.quartzandcanary.com. Quartz and Canary is truly the place where spirituality meets style. Hello there, Brad Walsh here, your host of the Empowerography Podcast. Today, my guest is Kate Frasch. She is a cake artist based right here in Toronto. How are you doing this morning, Kate?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be part of the Empowerography community and be a guest here on the podcast today and share a bit about your story and your journey. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me there. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So let's jump right in. So Kate, you worked as a bank clerk, a restaurant manager. You have a diploma in teaching German. How long did you teach German for?
I wasn't even teaching German. I got my diploma. I was at the university for 5 years, got my diploma and went right to the bank because I had job opportunity at the bank and I didn't need my German language. So, you know, back home, it's like this. As long as you have a job, you're good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I was working at a bank. I even started while I was at the university. I was doing part-time job at the bank. And when I graduated, of course, I stayed there and I got a better position, better salary, you know, and I was doing it for about 4 years back home, not in Canada.
Right. In Russia, correct?
In Russia. Yes, right. That's correct.
And you were a restaurant manager. How long did you do that for? In which restaurants? Was that back home or was that here?
Oh, it was in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved to Toronto and then I got a job opportunity at Miva Mi restaurant and I was doing takeout station for a while. Then I got raised and I became a manager and I was doing it for 3.5 years to be exact. I was slaving there.
So what brought you to Canada from Russia?
It's a family thing. My friend moved first and he said, it's nice, come here. And why not? I took a chance and I moved. And I love it. It's life-changing.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. So how did you end up becoming a cake artist?
It just happened in a day. I baked my first cheesecake, brought it to my friend's party. They loved it. And I made my second cheesecake. And then I sold my second cake, got requests. They paid for it. This is how everything started. Simple cakes, no extra decorations, nothing. Wow. Just same cake as the regular bakery does, but my friends loved the flavor because I could not decorate that days and it looked like regular cheesecake.
Right.
But they loved the flavor and they sold my first cake and that's how everything started in my life. I quit my full-time job and I started baking.
Wow. From that experience, from your friend, from you selling your first cake, you quit your job?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
That's brave.
You know what? I was looking for something artistic, something special for so many years, asking universe every day, please show me the way, show me the door. I will open it.
Yeah.
I will break the door. I will get it.
I'll break it down.
Show me the way. Yes. And I was crying almost every day being a manager because there is nothing I could get like the proper energy from, you know, no vibe, nothing, just routine. Every day is the same thing. And I was ready to quit. And when I found the cake making interesting and people love it and I can do it, why not stopping doing things you don't want to do and start doing something you love? And the only problem was I didn't know how to make it.
Right.
So I had to learn from scratch, watch YouTube videos and start selling cakes.
Wow. I think
I know
more people need to find their passion and what they love doing and stop going into jobs that they hate and they can't stand being there every day. But
100%.
It takes a lot of courage to do it though. So I applaud
yes.
you for that. That's a lot of courage.
You know what? I had support because my boyfriend was very supportive. He was telling me every day, you have to do this.
Yeah.
You have to start doing that. Even not making money at the beginning.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, work on your skills and keep learning. Do it every day. and see what happens. So he was very supportive. He believed in it. He was the first one who said, you can do it. Just try.
Yeah, support is
definitely key. As long as you have support.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
That's the key.
So how long have you been a cake artist now?
Officially, I have business for 4 years, and I started doing it 5 years ago because it took me 1 year to, you know, just get basic skills.
Right.
How to bake, how to decorate, order all the molds and proper tools. I was ordering from China, from all over the world, looking for options I have because I wanted to do something special. I always wanted to be different.
Right.
I didn't like the way cake look on the market. Cakes look simple and people for some reason like it, but it's not art. For me, it wasn't art. It didn't look like art.
Right. And how long has the business now? I mean, you've been a cake artist for 4 years, but how long has the business been running?
For 4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
Yeah, but now I'm on break because of COVID. It's just a different story, different chapter of my life. 1 year, I'm not doing cakes for about 5 or 4 months already.
Okay.
I stopped everything because I think it's not right selling edible product during COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's custom work. And I got myself occupied with art again, of course, with all this painting and artistic work and making, creating boxes, nice packaging for my desserts, looking for new cake designs, new ideas, checking on trends and trying to be active and creative, but not selling these days. But we will be back in business as soon as everything gets back to normal. As soon as we get our big events back, we'll definitely be back doing big cakes, big projects. This is what I love to do. This is my life. That's my air.
Yeah. Now, do you have any artistic training? Because this, I mean, I've seen your cakes. It's incredible work.
Thank you.
It's so detailed and so beautiful. Do you have any art training, any art background?
When I was a kid, I used to go to art school and I graduated and it took me about 10 years being a kid, learning art. I had amazing teachers, the best teachers I could even dream of because they were giving us not techniques. They were teaching us how to imagine things, how to work with colors, how to work with textures. We were doing paintings on silk. You know, that rarely happens at any art school you can see. We were doing small little jewelry things. So it was a different type of school I was attending. And it was in a small village back home with amazing, amazing teachers and professional, like beautiful women who were dealing with us and teaching us how to do unique work. So I think that's the background I got. Plus my mom is very artistic. She was teaching me how to do art since I was born.
Oh,
so I was
okay.
always there, but I don't have a specific education in baking, or I'm not a professional artist. I mean, I don't have a diploma.
Right.
I can call it a hobby or a talent. I don't know how to.
Well, you've turned your hobby into a successful business. So.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's how we call it. But this is the background I have if it's about art. But I was always curious about artists and fashion, especially because this is all art. This is all why we need to keep living life.
Yes,
to keep
moving, for sure.
Dreaming.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as cake artistry, you're self-taught. Did you enjoy baking as a teenager or as a kid growing up?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was always baking for my family. I was the only one. This is very unique and interesting. In my family, I was the only one baking cookies and pies and cakes for our family celebrations. I was responsible for that. That was my part of thing. I always had something ready for our guests and for my family. So I knew basic how to make cookies, how to bake pies and sponge cakes. Because I'm Russian, right?
Yeah.
We all know how to bake. Starting from like 5 years old, we know how to make cookies. We know how to make simple dough and bake something for ourselves because that days it wasn't easy to buy it. We had no money. We had nothing at the store to buy. So we had to learn how to bake ourselves. My grandma knows everything. My mom knows everything.
Right.
That's the specific of the culture, I think. It's about mentality.
So it's in your blood. You grew up baking and you have the art training. So
absolutely. But never ask me about cooking. I don't know how to. I know how to cook basic. I hate cooking. So cooking is not my thing. You see, it's so weird. It's so different.
That is very strange. That's so funny.
Yes, it is.
Baking, no problem. But cooking, forget it.
Don't even ask. Don't even bother. I do it. I know how to make it. I can. I was baking a turkey this year, the whole turkey, first time in my life.
Yeah.
But it was not a mess. It turned out great. But I hated the process. I would never do it again.
At Christmas time, you're not making the turkey then?
No, absolutely not. I said I would never do it again. I can order food. There are so many companies these days. We can support local businesses, catering companies, restaurants. They all suffer. They need us to be their clients and to eat their amazing food.
Yeah,
so why not
sure.
ordering from locally if you don't like cooking? like me.
Well, there we go. I guess you're ordering Christmas dinner in this year.
I already did. Yes. We have everything done.
I love it.
We ordered. But sweets are on me. Absolutely. Macarons, cakes. I'm baking for Christmas for my family and friends.
Yes.
That's my part of the thing.
That's your contribution, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So where do you get your inspiration from when creating these incredible works of art that you make?
You know what? People think we always look at someone else's work, cakes, right? The first thing, people start Googling cakes. If they need a specific theme, something, they put like baby shower cake. I never do that. I look at art. I have my favorite artist. I follow them on Instagram. And as soon as I need inspiration, I go there, look at their portrait work, look at fashion, look at new trends, new details people use, colors, trending colors, right? So elements, textures. Mm-hmm. And this is how I keep dreaming about it, walking around the house and thinking, how can I stack it together? What elements are main elements and what is the small accent I need to use? What textures am I using? So it happens in about a day or two. I need some time to sleep on it, to get an idea. I'm inspired of everything. I'm very hyper and I'm very energetic. I talk to so many people and they inspire me every single day when they tell me their stories. And it's amazing, especially women these days, what they do. It's incredible.
Yes.
That's what inspires me. I'm like, okay, if I'm making a cake and it has to be a strong one, strong cake. So I'm thinking about strong women and I'm using red colors or black and gold. So to show the power.
Right.
So it depends on my client. I always look at my client's style, lifestyle, design, like the things they love, colors they love, flowers they love, even animals they love. I ask about everything, music, their hobbies. So I get an idea about the person. And this way I know it has to be gentle or like a little softer, or it has to be rocky with skulls and feathers or something with snakes. So it depends on the personality.
Right. So this is part of your process then. You sit down with your clients and chat with them and get to know a bit about them and who they are then, right?
Yes, all the time. I cannot make a cake just a cake. If someone calls me, I need a baby shower cake, and I would never say no, because first of all, just a simple baby shower cake. There is nothing to dream about. It's simple. I can make it and sell it to you, but how about emotions I get back? I need to get emotions back. I need to gift emotions and get emotions back. And it doesn't even matter, bad or good emotions. I create memories, and creating simple memories, you can get it from any bakery. But if you want to keep special memories, get something unique for your celebration, take pictures, have your memories, and I have to be a part of it.
Amazing.
Not selling just a single product for you to eat. It has to be memorable.
You're putting your heart and soul into this.
I do. Yeah, that's why I don't say yes to every single request I get.
Right.
Because if I see something interesting, I see an interesting person behind it, an artist or a musician, or I don't know, a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting to listen to them and learn from them.
Yeah.
This is actually success. And even I don't even read books about business. I talk to people about business.
Okay.
And I learn my lessons. And I see the experience, and they already built something. If I see a big company behind them, of course I know they are good at what they do.
Yeah.
And I trust them and I learn from them.
Amazing. So I read that you took part in the Food Network show Winner Cake All. How did that opportunity come about for you?
Oh, it happened one day. Yeah, I was doing my Instagram page, keeping living my life. And then I got a call from Food Network specialist one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know what, I like what you do. And do you want to be a part of the show? I'm like, okay, yes, maybe. Yeah. And I was doing it for 3 years only that day, so 2 years. And I said, you know what? My English is not good because I'm not a native speaker.
Right.
Plus, I'm not a professional baker. I'm self-taught baker. Do you need me there? And they said, yes, that's why we want you there. And it surprised me. And they like, okay, here is the casting link. You go there and you start doing all the process, paperwork. It's a headache. It was, we had so many papers to do and pictures and videos and bake cakes for them and cut it. We had Skype interviews, but yeah, they found me on Instagram and then they invited me and it was amazing. It was life-changing. It was shocking.
Yeah,
I didn't expect that. Doing it for 2 years, being just a regular Russian girl, immigrant from Russia.
Yeah, I'm sure. So how was that whole experience for you and how many episodes did you participate in?
It was only one episode.
Okay.
And four teams. Every single episode, we were fighting for a big prize. And for me, it was not about money. And you know, it was about the process because I eat life every day. I eat life piece by piece. And it was something... I got so much adrenaline. It was super challenging for me, being running around in a hot weather, building a huge cake, not using my tools, not using my products, trying to look good at, on a camera because people will all over the world look, they watch Food Network and people know me. And, I was sweating there, you know, not looking good. I had so much fun and it was a great experience, but you know what? I would never go again just because you have to compete.
Right.
And I'm still, I'm a friend with all competitors we had there from that episode. We are still friends. We still talk. I hate fighting with people. And if it's about art or baking, my personal opinion, you cannot compete because you are so unique. Every single cake is unique. Every master or every chef is unique.
Yes.
You can't put them, make them say bad things about each other just because this industry is sweet.
Yeah.
This industry is joy and pleasure and love. It's full of love. So that's why I'm not going again. I got my experience and that was fantastic. Filming in LA, being among bakers and filmmakers and producers, such a great feeling. It's like a drug. You took a drug, you took a pill, you went there, you don't remember anything. It was like a foggy all over the place and you just did it. You came back and you feel satisfied just because you were brave enough to go there.
That's right. You can check that off your list and say you've done it.
True. Yeah, that's true. This is how it happened. And I'm happy I did it. You know, I'm happy I did it.
That's amazing. What would you say is the most exciting part of your business or your job?
Exciting part, as I was already said, emotions.
Emotions,
People, emotions I get back when people eat my cake or they take pictures, they see it on a table at their celebration, wedding or birthday party. They call me back the next day and they say, Kate, it was amazing. It was super yummy and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when I hear, I didn't expect that. That's what I need to hear. I didn't expect that. It's amazing. It's even better than I imagined. That's what I want. And always unique, always different. And I need emotions. That's the best part.
Okay.
Even if I'm not selling a cake, I'm taking a picture. I'm making a cake for the family celebration. I take pictures. I post on Instagram. And when people love it, that's great. This is what we all need. When we share our art, right? When you share your podcast and you get comments back. Brad, we love your podcast because it's very life-changing. It helps a lot.
Right.
So you get emotions back and you keep doing it just because you love what you do and you see the results.
Art is meant to be shared and enjoyed by the world over.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. There are so many amazing artists, bakers all over the world and people don't know them just because they don't show their work.
That's right.
Or their faces.
Yes,
it can be a beautiful woman behind the thing and can be very kind, amazing person, but we don't know the person just because they don't know them. We don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
We see the product. Sometimes we don't even see the product because they are too shy to show it to the world.
Right. That's right.
Unfortunately, people are shy. I blocked it in myself long time ago. And I said, you cannot be shy. If you want to be successful, if you want to keep doing your thing, you have to be open, free spirit, and don't think about what people see, think about you.
Sure.
That's
exactly. Exactly. Don't worry about that. You have to put your work out there. Otherwise, no one's going to know about you.
That's true. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah, you have to talk about yourself. Yes. Unfortunately, I was raised this way, so I could not even raise my hand and say I know the answer, right? Because right. I had to be shy. You don't talk first. You wait, and then if you know the answer, don't raise your hand.
Yeah.
Just you have to stay calm and shy and wait for the proper moment. And my life showed me never wait for the proper moment. It never happens. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Yeah. Do it now. Don't be shy. If you know the answer or if you know how to make it, make it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or try to make it and see if you have enough skills. If you don't have enough skills, get more skills, but keep doing it every day.
That's right.
That's the key.
Yep, for sure. What would you say is the hardest part of your job or your business for you?
To be honest, customer service.
Yeah.
Customer service is the worst because it takes so much time. And making an order for the cake, it's not making a pizza order from Uber Eats, right? You press some toppings and you get it in 40 minutes. Cake is different because everything has to be discussed. The flavor has to be chosen. And if there are more than two tiers, every single tier usually do different flavors.
Right.
So we do sampling. They try the flavor. Then we talk about the design, colors. We look at their dresses, we look at the venue. We talk to their florists and decorators to make sure cake matches everything else. And customer service, sometimes one order takes about 15 emails and 15 phone calls just to finish one order, because this is a process and you deal with people, and people are different, and we have to be understanding because they don't know the specific of my business, right? They don't know the specific of how cake is done. How is it even possible to make it this way or that way? I know all possible and impossible ways. So I have to tell my clients, I have to let them know there are options, and I have to understand if they don't know details.
That's right.
And it's fine. We have to be patient and we have to give them time to think, look at their personality, the purpose of all the celebration, who are invited. There are so many things, and this is hard.
Yeah.
It takes a part of you. You give a part of yourself to every single project or client you have, and emails nonstop, phone calls nonstop. This is hard. And these days I don't have it. And this is freedom.
Yeah.
You see, I got my freedom as soon as I stopped doing customer service for a while. As soon as I stopped dealing with money for a while, I got my freedom back. But you're right. The worst part of the business is dealing with people, because people are different.
Yes.
They're not all the same. They don't have the same vision as you have.
Right.
And some people, they call you thinking you are just a regular baker and they want to order a cake with one like flour on top. And you say, no, they don't understand. They're like, why don't you take my order? And you have to explain from the beginning who you are, what type of cakes you do, and what is the purpose of your business.
Yeah. Okay.
And all the good sides and bad sides of the product I offer, it's more expensive than regular cake, but I need to give an idea what are they paying for, and why are they calling me and not going to the regular bakery.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
How do you define success? What does that word mean to you?
Oh, success. Success is when you have an ability to use all your talents and skills and transform all that into the product you sell or product you show to the world. And this product reflects you in this is success when you get emotion back from what you did and you get paid for it. You make money at the same time you do what you love. This is success. When you go to bed and you're satisfied with everything you do, you're happy with your life and you have dreams and you have plans and you know it's going to happen because something else already happened to you. This is success, I think. That's when you can do what you love.
Yeah, for sure. I would agree. What would you say is one of the best pieces of advice you've ever received?
Oh, I got a good advice from one of the ladies in Canada. When I just came to Canada, she said, look, this neighbors, they have this Lamborghini on the driveway, and that neighbors, they have Audi on the driveway, and this house is about 5 million. But never look at this. Never look at people around you. Don't copy them. Be yourself. Look for your own way of getting stuff you need. Don't get a car just because your neighbor has a car. Use a bicycle if you love biking, do it. Just always listen to yourself because you're individual, you're different, and you have different needs. Maybe you don't need a house this big, or you need a smaller house and simple car, but you'll be happier than that people just because you keep being yourself and getting stuff for you, for your life, bring it into your life when these things you need. You feel like yours. So, for example, like making tattoos, having tattoos or not having tattoos. If your friend has it, it doesn't mean you have to have it too.
Right.
If you don't like it. It's like some people like orange colors, some people like yellow colors. Always follow your heart. Listen to your heart. All decisions you do, that's the best advice. And I follow it. I always follow this advice.
I love it. Speaking of advice, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? Become a cake artist.
I don't know how to say it in a proper way. Just guys, you have to grow your teeth and grow big, balls, because this is a tough business. This is a very, very tough business. But as long as you feel that's yours, you know, you love it, and always keep dreaming, find your happiness, help others, don't compete, be yourself. And any challenges are good. We keep learning every single day. And as I always say, just do it. Do it every day and see. Yeah. You'll get the result. If you're persistent, if you know what you want, if you believe in yourself, believe in your dream, just keep doing it. Never stop. Even if you don't have power, you know, sometimes you wake up, you don't want to do anything. Give yourself some time, take one day off, and the next day, rock it.
I love it.
More, do better.
Yeah.
Always learn. Keep learning. Keep looking around. Keep checking on different trends and materials. We have so many new things on the market we can use for cake making even. And this is always it. And talk to bakers. Mm-hmm. Be friends with bakers. Never be jealous or looking at the cake. When you look at the cake and you love it, put the comment. Amazing cake. And it gives you amazing energy back, because someone else will put a comment under your cake.
That's
and say
right.
the same thing, instead of looking at the cake and saying, oh, she made it so good, being jealous, I can't do the same thing. No, you can. You have to try and be nice. Say good, like send good vibes, always send good vibes. Support each other, help each other. If you don't know how to use this type of chocolate, call the baker you know, ask them. They will always share their experience. We always love to help each other. We always love to share recipes, share ideas. This is amazing. This is a beautiful world. But no,
that's what it's about, right? Is no competition. And it's about community. Community over competition every time.
Yes.
I find that people are very scared to ask for help or advice or opinions. And all you have to do is open your mouth and ask. I mean, if the person says no, ask someone else. But more often than not, people are more than willing to help, I think.
Yeah. That's true. This is true. We have to help.
Yes.
And especially this time of the year, we have to help each other. I remember when sometimes bakers call me, they're like, Kate, oh my God, I can't find white chocolate because everything is closed, curbside pickup, we don't have time to order. Do you have some? I'm like, yes, I have some white chocolate. Just stop by, I will give it to you.
Wow, that's amazing.
It happened so many times, those boxes, cake boards, molds. We share molds sometimes because if they need to make, like, for example, this particular like cake topper, and they don't have this mold for feathers, for example, I can give it to you. You can use it and give it back to me. This is a beautiful community, and I used to go for coffee with different bakers, and I enjoy it because we talk about the same things. We also talk about customer service, about the product, and about new trends. That's amazing. Helping
it
gives you too much back. It gives you so much back instead of just making money and collecting it for you, keeping it for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going to grow this way.
That's right. That's right. Again, it's all about community always.
Yeah.
What was your dream job as a child?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Detective. I wanted to be a detective.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I wanted to be a lawyer or detective. And I loved all that. I wanted to have a gun in my hand. You know, I was always planning to have a gun in my hand and protect people around me.
Yeah.
Be the one, be a strong woman in a family who can make money and protect the family. And at the same time,
I love it.
adventures. I always need adventures. So maybe that's why I wanted to be a detective, because I need adrenaline.
Yes.
Always. I'm looking for it for the whole life. Every day I'm looking for something what gives me emotions, crazy, tough emotions back, make me think, make me cry, make me smile or laugh or dance around. So
yeah,
that's why detective. Yes, I know. Okay. Did it happen?
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of difficult to be carrying around a gun as a cake maker, cake artist.
Yeah, I know.
What is your personal motto?
Just do it. That's just the motto. Do it?
Okay.
And I remember one more from school, the proverb. It was something like, if you shoot for the moon, even if you don't make it, you will still land among the stars. Right?
Yes.
Something like this.
Yes.
And it's with me through the whole life. I had a very good teacher who taught me that. And this is how it works. This is so, so true.
Yeah.
Keep shooting.
Awesome. What is the most recent investment you've made in yourself?
I use the service. I use the personal stylist, and she went to my home and she cleaned up my closet. She told me what colors to use, what mm-hmm. colors not to use. This was very interesting experience, because I'm not used to it back home. We don't have this service,
right.
And not people don't know it exists, but it was my life changing, because she showed me myself in a different way. She's like, you can wear this and that. You can be, you can play this role or that role. And she cleaned my mind, cleaning my closet. So
awesome.
This was amazing. Yeah. She brought so much light and ideas to my styling.
Mm-hmm.
We keep working on it. We will be buying new things, new, shoes I need.
Yeah.
And she went to my home. She looked around, because she's also, Anna is also an interior designer. And she...
Okay.
She looked at my house, at my pieces I love, my wooden chairs and everything. And she got an idea about my personality, and we became friends. And it's amazing. It was a great experience. It happened about a week ago.
Wow,
I keep meeting
cool.
amazing people. Same as you. I met you. I was talking to you. It's amazing. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Mighty waiters.
Thank you. What's your favorite stress-reducing activity?
I draw. I usually, when I'm stressed out, I need to draw. I grab my iPad and I start doing sketches.
Okay.
Or playing with colors, just making something, drawing something. This is my stress relief.
Is that how how you start out your cake designs as well, as just sketching things out?
No, I was not sketching. I actually started sketching about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Only.
Yeah.
Before I was using my imagination, and I had everything in my mind. And I was not painting that days. I had no time to paint. I started painting about 5-6 months ago, because I got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when I need relaxation, I can take a bus. When I was super busy with orders a year ago or 6 months ago, I was crazy busy. I take a bus, I use nice salt, I get a glass of wine, and that's what I need to get back to normal and keep moving.
Yeah. What does the word empowerment mean to you?
Empowerment for me is when it feels like when you open a window and you look outside and you see all the beauty of the world, and you know you can do so many things, and you have talents. You can get skills, you have ideas, you have dreams. And at the moment you realize you can get it, and everything is possible, and this world and universe gives you a chance to make something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is empowerment for me.
I love that. I love it.
This is what I think happened to me one day, and it happens to someone else every single day. You're like, open your eyes.
Yeah.
When you open your eyes and you realize, I live my life and I'm happy and I can do so many things, plus helping people, the same thing. I can share emotions. I can share memories. I can help people to, live their lives.
Yeah.
And you can empower someone else. Just,
that's right.
Showing your example, who you are and what you do and what you achieved.
It's an incredible feeling to be able to help someone else feel empowered and to give back to other people and see how that affects them. It's the most incredible feeling in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It is the best. The best
it
feeling.
Is.
I don't have kids. People say when you have a baby, that's magic. This is the best feeling when you hold your baby. But since I don't have kids yet, this is my baby and this is how I get emotions.
That's right. That's right.
And love back.
If you could sit down and have a 1 hour conversation with anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Alexander McQueen, 100%. One person who is not with us anymore, but he is a genius. He was so unique. He brought so much to the fashion industry and artist. And for any every artist knows Alexander McQueen because he's different. He was different. He was so brave, showing his soul and his spirit, and using historical moments in his collection. So, I would love to talk to him. Okay. Just get. Because things he learned, you know, he committed suicide, but he did so much and he learned so much. I think he lived his life in full and he already gave us everything he could so he could stop it. But I would love to ask him about the process of creating, about the way of thinking and things inspired him, what inspired him, and how he was waking up. I know he came from the poor family. He was looking at all the birds around him, and the birds inspired him. So this is interesting. He was the one. And I have one more person.
Sure,
that's my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And she was incredible. She was an example for me during the whole life. Unfortunately, she's not with us, but woman. She was amazing. She was a woman from the big letter, you know, from the big W, a woman, I learned so much from her and I would love to talk to her. And unfortunately, I have no chance. So I'm talking to her, you know, using my imagination and asking questions sometimes. What would you do if you needed to make a decision? How would you do it? And I get my answers. This is so interesting. I get my answers back. I always talk to her. Two people I miss, like I would love to meet
Alexander McQueen in person.
I know this is
money
sad, but...
money or fame, which would you prefer?
Both Always both. I cannot say fame. Fame is amazing. Fame is what we all want, and this is a good food for our soul and for our brain. But what is the point when we call it a business? Business has to make money.
Yes.
For example, at this moment, at this stage of my life, COVID situation, I'm not a businesswoman. I don't make money at this moment.
Yeah.
So I cannot say it's a business and I don't make money, so it's only fame. But in about a year, we're going to be back in business, and this money and fame both has to be there.
Right.
Otherwise, there is no point to work hard and keep killing yourself, working hard, like physically, just for fame. No. Fame will not make you happy if you have nothing to eat.
That's right.
So yeah. It has to be together.
Okay.
This is what I think.
Okay. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Depends. You know, I can adjust. I adjust easily.
Yeah.
I can wake up at 4 a.m. and start doing my thing. I can go to bed at 2 a.m. and wake up at 11. Some days depends, and I'm super adjustable. I can wake up early and I can go to bed at 3 a.m. The same thing. I can sleep for 3 hours and still function.
So both again.
Both again.
I love it.
See? Both. I cannot choose.
How would you describe yourself in one word, Kate?
Sparkle. I'm
sparkle?
A sparkle.
I
I'm
love
just
it.
A sparkle. Yeah. I appear in people's life with the cake in my hands, and it's just one sparkle memories, and I disappear.
I love that,
same
Kate.
Thing. Yeah, you appear and you disappear, but you have to leave something behind you.
Yes.
You have to give something to people when you're, for example, you need to share something. You need to help. You need to give.
Yes, keep giving. For sure. If you had a theme song that played every time you walked into a room, what song would that be?
Roxette, The Look. The Look, Roxette, that's my song. And especially, the question is, walk into the room. Yes, that's the song. But if I'm sitting and just listening to the music, it can be a different one. But walk into the room, Roxette, The Look, 100%.
Okay. I love it. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Inspired, what makes me feel inspired? Life. life, just snow. Look at the window. Today we have beautiful snow, mm-hmm. and it's falling down so slowly and so calmly, and everything is white. Trees are beautiful, and that's it. You don't need more. You can breathe. You can hear, you can use your eyes, you see things around you, you can listen to the music, you can eat yummy, like grapefruit or something, and mm-hmm. all the flavors you absorb, and that's what makes you create. This is what you give back after. So you don't need to go somewhere to get emotions or to get inspired. You can look at the window and yeah. you are inspired. Depends on personality, but if it's about me, that's how it is. Yeah.
Very simple. The small things, we have to appreciate the small things in life.
Yes. Yes. Especially these days, especially
yes.
before
absolutely,
holidays
sure.
and it's winter and we need inspiration.
Yes.
But simple things is the best. You don't need to buy a Chanel purse to get inspired and spend $5,000 on it. You can go. Yes. You can go get a candle and spend $20 and this candle will inspire you.
I love it, Kate. That's amazing. What an analogy. I love that. That's so good. It's true, though. You don't need to go out and spend $5,000.
Yes.
It's the simple little things that mean so much.
Yeah. I always say you don't need Lamborghini car. You make a car. You can drive simple Volkswagen, but if it's you driving it, you
that's
make
right.
the car.
It's you who
the
makes
way
the
you
car.
Leave the car. Yes, yes. So we make everything around us, not things, not material world, but spiritual world is more important. Not
Kate,
people,
I love your outlook. I love the way you look at things. Amazing.
Thank
you. It's so inspiring. It truly is.
I learn. You see, I learn every day. I keep learning. I read about our, our universe. I read about signals. I'm not religious, but my religion is universe and signals yeah. I get. And I'm always grateful. Every day I say, thank you for everything I have. Thank you. My family is happy and healthy at the mm-hmm. moment. I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me and sending me signals. And as soon as I say thank you, I get something back. Someone
Amazing.
Calls me, I get a new project on, or even this podcast, I'm 100% sure I asked for it and it
yeah.
happened. You see?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So if you could go back, Kate, and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
Always set yourself free and don't listen to people. Listen to your heart and listen to the universe. Same as I always say, like look at all the signals. Just be free. I'm very free. Even having a boyfriend, living my life, I always say I am a free spirit. Never be caged. Don't let someone else cage you or use your name or take your freedom away. So my advice would be, I was always the same. And being a kid, I was always telling myself, you have to set yourself free. This is why I easily moved from Russia. I changed the country. I learned new language. I got new hobby and turned it into business just because I was not afraid. Mm-hmm. I was brave. And I was always teaching myself to be strict and straight and free. And
Amazing.
Free. Because that's the main thing. You cannot be successful or happy if someone else is on top of you, or
yeah.
you are sitting in a cage and they give you a brush and paint and say, okay, create something. You would never do that.
Right, right.
As long as you're not free, you have to be free.
Kate, you are an incredible inspiration. I love your outlook. I love your attitude. This has been such an amazing experience having you on the show and interviewing you. Your outlook is just incredible. It is truly inspiring. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for taking the time to share and to be here and talk about your story and your journey and what you've been able to accomplish so far is just amazing. Absolutely
Thank
amazing.
You, so
you should
much.
Be very proud of yourself.
You know, I hope it helps someone else. And one lady sitting at home and thinking about her future and being very upset looking at the snow, she can have bad emotions. But I would say, just try. Open the window and breathe this fresh air and start living from today, right? Like
yeah.
we live only once and our
That's
life
right.
is just a click. And it's only one click, and you need to do so many things, not sitting, just waiting for something, for a miracle. Be a miracle, create miracles, and just do it every day.
I love it, Kate. That's amazing. You're Thank so you. Inspiring.
It was great sharing my story. Hope it helps someone
Absolutely.
Else.
Once again, my name is Brad Walsh, host of your Empowerography podcast. Today, my guest has been Kate Frasch. She is an incredibly talented cake artist. If you haven't seen her work, please go check out her Instagram page. Her work is absolutely stunning. It's incredible. It's inspiring. Go check out her Instagram page. Thank you again so much, Kate, for being here and sharing your story. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the inspiration you bring. You are an incredibly inspiring soul and an incredibly beautiful soul. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys, and have a great day. Enjoy your life.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Have a good day, Kate.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends. You can find me at viseuphoria.ca and follow me on Instagram at Empowerography Podcast and on Facebook at Empowerography. Please join me next time for another inspirational story from yet another amazing woman.